Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Isn't always easy. Family life comes with its joys, its struggles, and its stories. That's why we created Family Room, the show where real conversations about parenting and family happens. Join Faye Kemi every Saturday at 6 p.m. on Radio Africana, right here in Manchester, as we dive into heartfelt conversations, from raising confident children to keeping love alive at home to building stronger family bonds. Whether you're a parent, guardian, or simply part of a family, Family Room is your space to listen, share, and grow together. Family Room, because every family has a story worth telling. Only on Radio Africana, Manchester.
Good evening. I'm actually smiling because it's like I've got some guards of honors on my left. And on my right, I've got amazing women in the studio live on Radio Africana. And I am Faye Kemi. Good evening and welcome to the family room where we talk about children, we talk about parenting, and we also talk about family. Wherever you're joining us from this evening, whether on TikTok or on Facebook Live, or on TikTok on Radio Africana, this is a space to be in. Remember what we always say is that we're talking from a global voice and an African heart. Thank you also for joining us. This is a space where we talk about everything that has to do with family life. And throughout the month of March, remember, we've been talking about women, because we said this month of March is the month dedicated to women because it's the Women History Month. And like I said, I've been saying this in the last 2 weeks, that I'm going to also dedicate July for fathers. June or July for fathers. So don't worry, men. This is not just the space for women. You need to just be by their side. So tonight's episode is also very energetic because, and it's also inspiring because we're talking about health, we are talking about culture, and we're also talking about community. If you want to join us, you can call the studio on 0161 222 9960, and you can also WhatsApp 0744 881 1570. And remember to follow Radio Africana on TikTok, on Instagram, and also on Facebook. And you can follow me, Faye Kemi Bangbushi, on Facebook, on Instagram, and on TikTok, I'm FK Mighty. Yes, I'm Mighty. Like some people will say small, but Mighty. I know my guests are really laughing. Yeah. All right. So it's actually well-being through movement, how Afro Fitness builds a healthy family. So we're going to be talking today about how community initiatives can improve well-being, because, you know, the community initiative by these people that are with me tonight has actually helped my own well-being. Since I joined the group since last year, I've been going for their dance class, the Afro dance class, Afrobeat dance class. And honestly, I would say every Monday after work, when I come back to the house, I feel good. That is actually well-being for me. How African dance and culture can support physical and mental health, I would say that has happened to me since I joined that. White movement is important for women and families. If the women don't move their bodies, don't move their joints, definitely they will be tired. And you know, that is how it is. Since I joined Afro Fitness dance class, you know, I've been feeling good. I never told these women, but I would say that testimony is I used to have some joint pains and all that, you know, sometimes therapy and all that. But since that, it's been long I went for therapies, because, you know, what we do is actually very therapeutic. And how communities can create safe space for healthy and connection. Believe you me, these people have created healthy and safe space for healthy and connection in the community in Salford in the United Kingdom. Amazing women doing amazing things. I will go on a quick break. When I come back, don't go away on TikTok. Don't go away on Facebook. And if you have joined live on Radio Africana on TikTok, don't go away, because I'll be right back after this music break.
Minister of Entertainment, it's a continental. better. We go live forever. Top and not the back up. The mat they must be meta. Smoke is sasa. Let me can forget your matter.
Yeah, you're welcome back wherever you're joining us again. This is the family room where we talk about parenting, family, and children. And I've got with me amazing people doing wonderful things in the United Kingdom and particularly in Salford community. So I'm happy. I would say I'm happy the first time that I changed to move from Manchester City. Salford is still part of Greater Manchester anyways. I moved from Manchester City and I moved and relocated to Salford City. Because if I had not relocated, you know, it's just like 10 minutes, 15 minutes driving to Manchester City. And, you know, I wouldn't have been able to meet these amazing people. So I've got Lisa DePina. You know, some of us call her Celis K. Yeah, I'm correct. She's a community leader and a social entrepreneur dedicated to supporting Lusophone communities in Salford. And in 2022, she founded Luso Connection UK, a community organization that delivers cultural, educational, and well-being initiatives and for Portuguese-speaking families and the wider local community. You know, that is why someone like me now comes here. I'm not Portuguese, but I'm part of it. And very soon I'll start speaking the language. So Lisa leads the organization's vision and is responsible for creating, designing, managing, and implementing its projects, while also overseeing day-to-day operations. And our work focused on building meaningful connections, supporting migrants in navigating local services, and creating. So it's not just about fitness, so that you know. It's not just about dance. You know, there are so many things that Luso Connection does, and they should, you know, tell us the handles. But if you, if whatever, you can go to the website, is Luso Connection, luso.co.uk. .com. All right. And then we also have Luso Connection UK on Facebook. We have that also on Instagram. She's going to tell us more about it. So she's passionate actually about expanding Luso Connection work in education, advocacy, and cultural engagement. So, and of course, part of Luso Connection UK is also the Afro Fitness class, which is a group they started to create fun, welcoming space where women and community members can move, exercise, and feel good together. Trust me, after this show, you'll feel good. Just remember, get your dancing shoes, get your fitness kits ready, because for about 10 minutes towards the end of the show, we are going to, you know, I got to move it, you know. So please join me to welcome Lisa.
I'm Lisa DePina. Thank you, Femi, for having us, for inviting us to this amazing radio show tonight. We really look forward to talk more about what we do, our sessions, and to encourage you, of course, to join us. But first, sit down, make yourself comfortable, and listen to us.
Okay. So now we're going to welcome our second guest. Her name is Tania Camara. She's a dance teacher, a performer, and community facilitator specializing in Afro-diasporic movement practices, including Kuduro. She will explain that to me. Afro House and Batuku. I know Batuku. Yes. Our classes focus on building confidence, connection, and joy through rhythm. Yes. Whenever I'm in our class, there's joy. There's just joy everywhere. The women and the children. The children, they move in such a way that you will even think they're adults, you know. And movement while creating welcoming spaces for women and community participants of all levels. Yes, I mean, she will tell you, if you can't move this way, just keep it slow. It's always fun, you know, whenever we have Tania in that community space. Tania, you're welcome on the show.
I'm very happy to be here today and to discuss how amazing our community is, and also how much we come together to create spaces that we feel that we can be ourselves and be confident through movement as well.
Yes, that's the word, confidence through movement. Thank you, Tania. We're talking today, for everyone that have joined us, we're talking about well-being through movement, how Afrobeats builds healthy families. So quickly, tell us about Luso Connections UK.
Luso Connection, it was like a dream come true, like, because I come from Portuguese country, which Cape Verde, and I've been living in Salford for the last 21, 22 years. So our community doesn't have that safe space like a group, so this is where we come, the idea to create somewhere where our community can congregate and get to know other community, work together and bring our culture to Salford and to Manchester. So this is where the idea to set up an organization where we can bring our culture, not just music, just dance, about us, Portuguese, and the heritage from Africa and from Brazil and all the countries in the world that speak Portuguese, and educate, at the same time, educating people about like the big word for Portuguese language, which is one of the biggest language in the world. And then it can come from four continents, from Africa, Europe, America, and even Asia.
So what inspired you to start Afro Fitness Club in Salford City?
Afro Fitness, it comes because there's so many groups, so many dance groups, like we've got Zumba, we got all different rhythms, all the physical activity. And then there's this issue with as a migrant community, you want to bring a bit more of culture into the dance. Mm-hmm. Like we have Zumba, which comes from South America.
Yeah.
And then as we come, like all the Portuguese country, most of the Portuguese speaking country come from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to bring a little bit of flair of Africa to the rhythm. And that's where like I've known Tania since she was a kid.
Yeah.
And then I know she's one that want to bring our culture alive, not just like from Cape Verde or from Guinea.
And you know, Tania is so unassuming. When you see her, you never know that she dances.
Yeah,
you never can tell that she dances. So why do you think community well-being initiatives are so important? Because that is what actually you're doing, especially for migrant families. Why are they important?
They're the key. Because like as a migrant, first you leave your country and you come to a different place for better life for many reasons. And then to have a bit of your culture with you, because sometimes we come and we forgot where we come from. And then to have something that reflects where you come from, it's more welcoming. You feel like, okay, I'm in the UK, but I still can bring a bit of my Africa or my Europe or wherever you come from. This is where I think like things in the community bring us together, and then as a way of like connecting with others, connecting with a different culture, and same, it helps a lot combat social isolation as well.
Because
that's a big thing for us, because we leave everybody behind, and then we come to build a new life, and then to have that safe community. It doesn't have to be Portuguese speaker, as you mentioned before.
Yes, I'm not.
It is about
the person that introduces me also to the dance class. She's not Portuguese. She's from Pakistan. She's from Pakistan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is how eclectic and how diverse our group
that
is.
Inclusion is
and inclusion. That's the word.
Okay.
This is why we call Lose Your Connections, about connecting people from the Lusophone community with the other around us, because we're not an island. We live together.
So what changes have you seen in people who attend the sessions, you know, regularly? What changes have you I've told you now. You never knew that something happened to me, but I'm just saying it live on radio now. So what changes have you seen?
In terms of change, if we're going to stay here to talk about change, I think we're not going to go home. But in summary, the biggest change I've seen in people that's joined our group is like how they come back and say like how good that has been for their mental health. Because first of all, we got like loads of families that come, they first time parents in the UK, and then we got from Italy, from different European country, and for them come to the Afro Fitness first time. some of them, they've been through like postpartum, post-maternal depression. Wow. And for them to come back after and say, okay, this group was a safe place. When I started the session, I was in that place. Mm-hmm. And now we feel like we are like a family. It's mm-hmm. not just like a community. It feels like a family. The babies, the babies that become toddlers session. And celebrate each other's birthday, remember each other's birthday.
It's like a community, actually. So it's turned, you've seen people grown from just being attendees to becoming connected and building a community and life together. So let's go to Tania. Tania, what makes Afrobeat dance fitness different from traditional work gym workout? I've been there. When it comes to gym workout, I've been there because for some years I was on Better UK. But since I joined your fitness class, and though it's not enough, it's just once in a week. I wish we can do like two or three times a week. But you know, tell us what makes it different.
I think what really makes it different is the cultural aspect.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it's a dance that comes from struggle, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kuduru and Afro House come from Angola, and they come from a time where people really needed a space to express themselves
mm-hmm.
when there was a war going on in the 80s. And so the dance itself already has that power that a normal gym experience wouldn't have
mm-hmm.
because it's focused just on the movement.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this is about cultural expression. And even though people may not be a part of that expression, it doesn't matter because it's about connecting with your humanity as you express yourself through movement.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't feel like fitness, you know? Sometimes, for me, but even when I'm watching the class, I can see they're like, oh, it's hard. This is hard. But they're smiling, you know? How many people do you see at the gym?
But, like, but you don't even look at our faces when we
you know? And that's the magic of it, is the smile, is the joy behind that movement. I think that's what makes it very different to a traditional gym workout. Or even I would say Zumba, because Zumba has its place. And a lot of people have asked me, why don't you do Zumba? I said, I don't want to do Zumba because I want to honor the dances that come from us and that's not Zumba. And these dances also have a space to be celebrated, and that's why I do what I do.
All right. So how does dance help with mental, you know, well-being and stress relief?
Well, I see dance as a way to release what you don't want to speak about. And I've always seen dance that way. Whenever I go to any event or anything like that and I'm on the dance floor, for me, that is what's happening. Lisa's laughing because she knows, she sees me a lot. I'm there constantly, like I never leave the dance floor, because for me that is the space where we let go of anything we're holding on to. That's why I always finish my classes with that collapsing breath that we end, because it's about letting go. And when you let go, you feel better.
Yeah,
you feel lighter.
When I get to that point, I'll just do like this.
Exactly.
And I just let go.
Yes, that's very intentional. It's very much about like, how do you start the class? You know, you might be feeling stressed, you might be all over, and then as you end, it's almost like you've come back to yourself. So that's the purpose of my classes and how I run them. And yeah, it's very much centered around well-being throughout.
Yeah, I can say that for sure, because I've got testimonies. Thank you, Tania. Thank you on behalf of all the Soulful City, you know, connect that you've helped. You and Lisa, you're doing an amazing job. So sometimes, you know, in Africa, some people will say your reward is not, it's in heaven. Your own reward will come from this earth, you know, like more money in your pockets and all that, because you know it's really time consuming and all that, you know. No matter what you do, you know, taking time out to help people, to build community and all that, it's really time consuming and all that, because you might as well stay in your own house and sleep, you understand. So if you're just joining us, we're talking well-being through movement and how Afro fitness builds healthy families. And then I have Lisa and I've got Tania also. Tania is a dance instructor, and then she's part of the Luso Connection UK movement. Tell us, Lisa, about your Luso connection, and what is the next big thing that you'll be doing? And tell us about your social media handles and all that.
Luso connection, we're already doing a lot. Mm-hmm. That's probably, we're talking about Afro fitness. We have a basketball.
And, that's what
we have, a basketball group like that's been going for 3 years. Mm-hmm. We've got, at the moment, we run our session every Saturday from mm-hmm. Southeast Zone from mm-hmm. 3 to 5. It's free for any children in Salford from the age of 12 mm-hmm. to join. Of course, the big thing for us now is to improve, there's no improvement to the Afro fitness because mm. like not because it's our session, but this mm-hmm. is a great session. Mm-hmm. It's been going for like almost 3 years. Mm-hmm. We got baby that was born in the Afro fitness.
Wow.
We
are
baby fitness.
Our
first baby Afro fitness was born this week. Happy birthday to Noah.
Happy birthday, Noah.
So, and then we had like kids that started 3 months and now they're toddler. They're going to go to school this September. Mm-hmm. It's so encouraging and so amazing to see those grow in there. Those kids dancing, singing the song mm-hmm. in a language that they don't understand.
And run around
when they come to the session. Of course, we'd love to bring that to the white South mm-hmm. and take Afro fitness through Manchester to mm-hmm. UK. Have more session, have more support. Of course, as you mentioned, our session's been free from day one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to look for funding, which is an hard job as a community organization mm-hmm. to make it on your doorstep, so make it easier for parents after mm-hmm. an evening at work to come out and go and do it. So
I would say to every funder out there, these are amazing jobs these women are doing. So I want to say, in as much as you buy into Radio Africana, also buy into what Luso Connection are doing. If you listen to this and you are a funder in United Kingdom, you know, in England, please come, just contact Luso Connection UK. And then they are just the best plug to women in the community. So many women put everything else first, family, work, children. And why is it important for women to prioritize their own health? Why is it important?
I think we should prioritize ourselves every single day, not just in March, because mm-hmm. this month is about us, it's about women, it's about mother in the mm-hmm. UK, mm-hmm. it's about celebrating life. Mm-hmm. Of course, we take care because this is part of being a female. Mm-hmm. But before you take care to someone, you need to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we forget about that because we're too busy doing and being there, being for that person. Mm-hmm. But it's so important to prioritize yourself, your well-being. You take a moment to care, mm. not just for others, but for you as mm-hmm. well. Mm. We're all in fault. I am in fault, like, I can tell. But this month, this year, I decide, okay, this year I'm saying yes, yes, yes mm-hmm. to me. Mm-hmm. It's about saying yes to yourself. Yeah. Keep saying yes to yourself, because every time you say no to someone, you're saying yes to yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't be so scared of saying no to mm-hmm. other people, because if you say no to them, it says something positive for you. Mm-hmm. And that's where we should start. And I think it's good for you, because if you're not well, how can you take care of your kids? If mm. you're not well, how can you take care of your family?
Yeah. Talking about self-care, how does Afro fitness help women rebuild, you know, their confidence and self-care?
I think it starts from motherhood. As I mentioned before, we had so many first-time mothers in this country. We doesn't have that family village behind them. Mm. And then after you have a baby, you have a family, and you have to learn. You learn straight away how to take care of your baby. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's so important for you to have that moment to say, okay, I'm taking care of my baby. My baby's sleepy. I live with dad. I can mm-hmm. go to that session, engage with other female, get to be part of some movement, some community. Mm-hmm. And also, because like so good, the Afro fitness has been more than a dance class or female group. Because mm-hmm. some people were there, they don't speak much English, but then they have issues outside of dance. Mm-hmm. And they feel safe to come to us, to talk to us, or talk to someone mm-hmm. and come and have a hug. And sometimes you don't even need to talk. We can. And a hugger.
And the fact that they are even coming, you know, it has one way or the other build their confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because they are no longer in their home, their little home, or big big homes with nobody else. Mm-hmm. So they come into the community and then connect and all that. You know, it's always very good. So, Tanya, what changes do you see in women from the first class to a few weeks later? Did you notice any changes in me? Did you notice?
I think it's the confidence. Mm-hmm. And this is actually mostly for everyone. Mm-hmm. What I see is people arrive and they feel disconnected from their bodies. Mm. They feel stiff. Mm.
Like I couldn't wind my waist.
But this is what I mean.
Like, but now I can.
Exactly.
I can
because you're more present as well and you're able to look at yourself reflected back. Mm-hmm. One of the changes actually that I saw was women struggling to look at their reflection while they're dancing. Mm. I thought that was amazing. I was like, you're not looking at yourself. Mm. And I specifically was like, you need to look at the reflection, you know, mm-hmm. because I think it's important when we see ourselves and we're able to look at ourselves and really see who we are mm-hmm. Without judgment, without saying, oh, I'm stiff, I can't do this, I can't do that. Because you're not there to judge your body, you're there to reconnect with it.
Mm. And talking about reconnection, that's actually my next question. Now, how can movement and dance help women to reconnect with their bodies and their culture? How can?
Well, when you're dancing, you're becoming more present in your body because you're feeling basically everything. You feel all the pain. But you're also
no pain, no gain,
as always. But you know, you also feel like, oh, I'm able to do this movement. Like, I teach you a movement that you may think that is very difficult, but the way I teach it is broken down so anyone can do it. You know, and in learning that movement, you are really learning more about yourself and how you can move in a different way that maybe you didn't know you could before. And that gives you that confidence, right? It makes you feel good about yourself. And I think that's what dance can do. Dance can basically give yourself back to who you used to be before kids, marriage, all of these things. You're able to just be with yourself and then supported by other women that are doing exactly the same in that same journey. Like, because no one there was a dancer.
Except you.
Yeah.
Well, except me.
Sometimes she hides behind. I always watch her. She hides behind.
But I always
honestly, I'm the only one hiding behind.
No, but I always say there's no hiding. I see everyone.
Yes. She pretends as if she doesn't see. And then she looks at you with that eye like. So wherever you're joining us from, it's still the family room. And it's amazing to have these great minds, the beauty and the brains, you know, all put together. Here with us on Family Room. So we'll go on a quick break. I'll be right back. It's going to be a short one. Don't go away on TikTok. Don't go away on Facebook. Don't go away on Instagram. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Look out. Everything lo 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 ah. Everything lo 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 ah. Everything lo 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 ah.
Everything be everything.
Running running like my rocket. Running running like my rocket. Running running like my rocket. I'm a gay Nintendo. I dance like Michael Jackson. I'm a gay Nintendo.
Hi, you welcome back to the Family Room on Radio Africana. This is the Family Room where we talk about parenting, we talk about children, and we talk about family. Wherever you're joining us from, or you have joined us from, either on TikTok on Radio Africana, or on Instagram Live, or my Facebook Live. Thank you for joining us and for staying there. You know, we're still celebrating women. We're talking about well-being through movement, how Afro fitness builds healthy families, because the people I've got with me in the studio, that is what they have actually been doing for years now. You know, aside other things, they do other things beyond, you know, Afrobeat dance class. They also, you know, help to build healthy families. So I've got with me Tanya, and I've got Lisa also from Lusoko Connect UK. Connection UK. So we're going to quickly talk, go into the family games segment now. I know you want to kill me. Someone is hiding behind the camera. All right, so let's go. Tanya, I will mention a scenario, okay, and you tell us the type of movement that will help.
Okay.
All right, number one, a parent who sit all day at work, someone like me, that speaks to me.
I would say a wine is nice.
A wine.
A wine, yeah.
Mm. Now I can wine my body. Courtesy of Afrobeats.
Yes. You know, dance. And you can even do it on the chair. Mm. It starts to loosen your back.
Mm. Okay. Okay. All right.
Easy.
Nice. A mom feeling stressed after a busy week on a Friday.
Ooh. I would say a jump, you know, how we start our classes, the jumping.
The jumping.
That really helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The jump. All right.
Jumping, yeah.
All right. Hope you're listening. If you're on TikTok or Instagram and you're a mom and you work, even if you're a dad as well, you know, it's not just the women. You're stressed out on Friday, jump. You know, after the day's just wine, the day work, just wine your body. Wine it to the top, wine it left, wine it right, everywhere. Don't mind me. When she's telling us to wine, I don't wine. Children with lots of energy at home.
The jump again. I'm going to say why though. I recently found this out, but you know, I don't know if you know the Maasai people. In Africa, they're a tribe. And they jump.
Okay.
I think they're from Kenya.
Okay.
They wear red and they're always jumping.
Okay,
it's a rite of passage for men, but it's a beautiful dance where they're constantly jumping. It also helps regulate, a way to regulate your body for you to be more present. That's why I jump.
No.
So I would say jumping again.
All right. Someone who says, I can't dance.
I'll just say, put your favorite song on. I'll see you dancing. Put your favorite song,
you'll be dancing.
Even if it's just here. You know, some people just dance
just
with their head.
Just dance on the chair.
Just like this. This is dance, you know?
All right. Now, I want to say something. I want to ask this question particularly to you. You are a fitness instructor. You dance. Before, when you look at maybe 10 years ago or 15 years ago, dance is just like a normal thing for people to just dance, and then parent discourages children from dancing, not to talk of even choosing it as a career path. I've got a daughter, in fact both of my girls, they dance, but one of them dances so well. Like I always say, that it's a pride that when she watches the younger one, when she watches a video and they are choreographing it, that particular dance, give her some minutes, she will do it from the top to the end. So you have taken this path. What is your own advice to African parents that are still there and saying, why are you dancing? Stop dancing, you know? Especially because in this part of the world, they don't even, whatever a child, you know, decides to do, that is just it. Some would choose sports, some would choose to just do some other things. Like, you just look like, why are you studying this in school? But what would you say to parents out there?
I would say it's a way to honor our community and our heritage and our story.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, there's this tendency to say that your kids must be one of four things, an engineer, a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows this. What's the other two?
Yeah.
You know, we all know a teacher.
A lawyer.
Yeah, those are the four paths we are told as children that we should be. But in the world, we need everyone.
Mm.
Everyone that does different things. We need dance teachers. We need actors and people that are doing all types of different work that will feed into our communities. Mm-hmm. So my advice is to, even if you're saying to them, I want, you know, go and be a doctor, let them be creative, because being creative is part of our human experience. We mm-hmm. need that outlet,
mm.
you know, and when we don't have it, it becomes very problematic, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of kids don't know what to do with themselves. They're mm-hmm. emotionally unstable because they don't have an outlet to let go of anxiety, of stress, of all of these different issues we can have. And for me, it was very important to follow what I wanted,
mm.
right? Because when I was growing up, my dad was like, you should be a doctor. Okay?
Every day.
And I was like, okay. And then I went to the University of Manchester, very young. I was about 14, 15.
Mm.
And I asked them, how long will it take for me to be specialized? And the woman was like, oh, you'll be 31 when you graduate, when you finish. And I said, that's too long. I'm not gonna do it.
Mm.
And I was already in love with acting, with dance, with singing, and then I just went and did that.
Mm.
I didn't my parents didn't force me to do anything, which I'm grateful for.
Yeah.
I had the ability to choose for myself, but I also showed them that that was my place.
Also be grateful that they were here. Are here.
Yeah.
And not the other side where they will say no.
But I think even if they said no, I would have gone anyway.
Mm.
That's just my spirit, you know? Like, my spirit is very much like that. If I really believe, I will do it. But I know that some people don't have that choice.
So do you find fulfillment? Do you find joy?
Absolutely. That's where I always say that's where my magic is made.
Mm.
Like, that's where my joy is. That's the work that doesn't feel like work for me.
Yes, that's what I always say. I like work that doesn't feel like work.
Yeah.
That you do, you're smiling. Even if you don't have money in the bank sometimes.
Mm.
Honestly.
But it's still work.
But you're still happy with yourself.
Yeah.
Why have the so much money? Like the person, my guest last week, said wealth is not just the cash that you've got in your bank. It's all about well-being, resources, you know. She said joy. She said happiness as well.
Absolutely.
You understand that? That is everything about wealth. So what is your vision, Lisa? What is your vision for the future of Afro Fitness Club? We are doing Monday. Some of us want more than one day.
Oh.
So that we don't go back to, don't let me mention, so that they would throw me out of here.
Oh, this is a good question, because like when we start, we always said we want the session to be more often. I remember first year the ladies was asking, oh, we need to do this twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, like the money issue, money shouldn't be an issue for the well-being session.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be like the reason why we can have more session.
Mm-hmm.
But we are an organization that at the moment we're like kind of volunteer-led.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we need that support coming from somewhere
else. So talk to them out there. Talk to them.
Now, I'm talking to you founders out there. This session has proven record that is really, really worth it. Every penny invested so far in these last 3 years, all the support from health improvement team, for any funders that have been funding those sessions. We had like some for CVS in the past. We had at the moment we have Sport England, which funded the movement for our session. So we just want to have more of this. Once a week is not enough. Mm. And we don't want to just once a week or twice or three times a week. We want it everywhere.
Everywhere.
We want to expand those West session to Manchester, to run it in
because
other
boroughs.
Because
that was what I was also thinking, expansion.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, you've just mentioned it now. I've come to realize since I've been moved into the UK that a lot of women don't prioritize their health. Mm-hmm. Tanya, I'm sure you agree. So what is your message to every woman out there who feel they are too busy? They are busy picking up shift. They pick up shift from beginning of the year to the end of the year. 31st, they are not even doing anything, picking up shift. So what do you want to tell those women out there who are too busy or try not to prioritize? Because recently, I even told some women to go to the hospital for checkup. They don't do it. How much more their health in the area of well-being, fitness. So do you want to give them a plan? They are very busy. Do you want to, what is your own advice?
This might be a bit crude, but it's the thing that's kind of come to my mind. Mm-hmm. My mom always says this. She says the only thing that has no solution is death. Because when we go, we go. Mm. And for me, as a woman, I'm not a mother, but I hold a lot of other things. Mm-hmm. It is so important to look after yourself, to take the time if you're going to go to the gym or if you're going to go to a class. If you can find that time, you need to take it and prioritize it and make sure you have time for you. Because when you don't have time for you, you can't look after everybody else.
Yeah.
Because you fall sick. And then who's going to look after who?
Mm.
Because that's the truth. We become sick because we don't look after ourselves. We don't take the time that we need. We don't know how to rest. That's the number one thing I would say. We don't know when to say, you know what,
women,
today,
rest.
I'm going to take this day for me. I need to just lie here and give ourselves permission, you know. Mm-hmm. So I guess my thing is give yourself permission to rest and to look after yourself.
Yeah, go off for 3 days. Go and check in into somewhere where no child, no husband, no partner, and all that. So we go on a quick break right now. Don't go away. On Instagram, on Facebook, and on TikTok, it's still The Family Room. We're coming back now for, you know, get your fitness kit ready. We're coming back for the last segment. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this time out.
Live.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Boy. Isn't that me? Me take it easy. Catch you some cruise my cheese. You spoke one for the days. Come on for the body, know the breed. Put on your shoe, make it stand at this. All your sorrow, make it dust and free. If you know big a la 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 la, yeah. If you know big a la la, get the booty. Oh my job, Ijobo, what you want, my chodo? And if you know the color like a kitty pooch. But you back, Olua, yeah. Joy is coming, joy is coming. You back, Olua, yeah. Joy is coming, only a little boy. But you back, Olua, yeah. Joy is coming, joy is coming. Dupe, Olua, hey, hey. Joy is coming, only a little boy. Open never, yes. Do what you wanna do. I want to shine on what you do. Don't make it end. I want to live for the world. I want to live for the world. Yeah, it's in a me take it easy. Catch it some cruise my cheese. You spoke up for the days. Come on for the body, know the breed. Put on your shoe, make it stand at this. All your sorrow, make it dance them free. If you know big a la 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 la, yeah. If you know big a la la, put it in Fuji. One man joke, you do, you do, you do, you do, you do, you do. What you want, my joke, joke, you do, you do. When you must do, you do. And if you know the color, like you get a food. But do, but, oh,
Oluwa, yeah. Joy is coming, joy is coming. Dupa, Oluwa, yeah. Joy is coming, only a little more. Dupa, Oluwa, yeah. Joy is coming, joy is coming. Dupa, Oluwa, yeah. Joy is coming.
And then I'm Faye Kemi, and I've still got Tanya, and I've got Lisa from Lucid Connection UK. So she's going to take us on some dance routine that you can do from the house in the next 3 minutes now. So just sit back, relax, books it. Just stand up. Stand up, stand up wherever you are. Whether you're a man or a woman, stand up and let's do it now.
Sabes que esta canción está perfecta para esto.
Dégage el son, dégage el son, dégage el son, dégage el son, hoy la noche es tuya. Dégage el son, 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 dégage
el son, dégage el son, dégage el son, dégage el son.
At Lucid Connection UK on Instagram, on Facebook, and also you can find us on our social on Instagram and Facebook at Lucid Connection UK. Also, our website www.lucidconnectionuk.org. All the information about the organization, all the work we do in the community, everything we got, all the sessions. They're both in Portuguese and English, so for the Portuguese community, so you can have the Portuguese website and then there's the English version as well.
So what is your final take for all the women out there?
My final take
So let's be present, be yourself, take care like of yourself first, yeah, be you, and then of course bring your culture, bring your heritage and connect with other women. Mm-hmm. Because we live together, we live in a society, so when we connect with other women, we support each other, mm-hmm. let's support each other,
support.
And have a better place.
Okay, all right. So, Tanya, what's your final take to all women out there?
Just, you know, come and dance.
Come and dance. Come and dance.
Come to my dance. Class. Yeah, that's it.
Yes, come to our class. And where can we find you on social media?
So you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and also YouTube at Vibra Dance and Fitness.
All right. Thank you so much, ladies. And it's been a wonderful time, you know, out there on the family room. Remember, health is not just about exercise, is not just about the dance that we've done now. It's all about joy. It's all about connection and, of course, community that these amazing women have done for our society in Salford City in the United Kingdom. Thank you all for your wonderful time that you have spent with us on TikTok, on Radio Africana, on my own Instagram, and also on Facebook. Remember to follow Radio Africana. Follow me, Faye Kemi Bangbushe, on Facebook, on Instagram, and of course FK Mighty on TikTok. And for to all of us and all these amazing women, have a nice weekend. Enjoy.
We're the ones who love you so. Be a shoulder to cry on when you're in need. They'll never leave you alone, no.
When your friends bring you down
and they drag you through the dirt, and when nobody's around, they'll carry you through the hurt. Just remember, the family comes.
Where you gonna run?
Where you gonna run?
When no one is around.
No one is around.
Do you think out there they'll love you when your face is on the ground?
Face is on the ground.
When you feel your strength is almost gone,
almost
and your eyes are getting weak,
and you're getting weak.
Instead of being with those who love you, you spend time apart.
It's because you think they won't understand the pain you're going through, so you don't reach out your hand for them
till they'll pull and reach for you. Just remember,
keep holding.
arms.